Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of 10 Minutes Till Places. I'm Tess Greenhaw.
And I'm Sailor Pumble.
And we both do theater.
Yes, we do. Before we get into what we specifically do in theater, because it's kind of general and there are multiple things you can be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So many. I'm going to explain the name, actually,
yes.
Which might be a little bit confusing for those of you not well-versed in our theater talk or theater slang or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Places basically means that you have to be in a specific spot at the top of the show, whether that means for actors being behind the stage getting ready to go on, or even starting on stage, or
mm-hmm.
for stage crew being on a headset and being in the position you are for the start of the show.
Yeah.
Maybe you're moving something at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But you gotta be there. So that's what places means. And 10 minutes is a warning for 10 minutes until you have to be there.
Yeah.
And then there's also 5 minutes, but mm-hmm. 10 minutes is a nice fit.
And since this podcast will vaguely be around 10 minutes,
we
thought this was a perfect fit.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Would you like to start with an introduction of yourself?
I would. as I previously said, I'm Sailor Pemble, and I'm a senior. But most recently, I was the stage manager for Our Town, which was great. And I've been doing theater from acting to stage crew to...
Mm-hmm.
a bit of directing
mm-hmm.
since my freshman year. Would you like to go now?
Sure. Like I said before as well, my name is Tess Greenhaw. I'm a junior at Rye High School. And contrary to Sailor, I'm definitely more on the acting side of my experience with theater. I've only done stage crew once, but we'll get into that later.
Ooh.
So let's start with a question. When was the first time that you did theater?
I did theater a bit in middle school, one show, and then I did the fall play as a freshman, but I wasn't super involved in the community until about senior scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know what senior scenes is, it's something that we do every single year at the high school, where the seniors
mm-hmm.
actually get to direct a 10-minute scene for, actors who are usually freshmen and sophomores, occasionally
mm-hmm.
juniors, but it's mostly freshmen and sophomores. Okay, well, do you want to go about your intro to theater?
Of course. So, I first did a show when I was just a young little Tess going into the middle school as a sixth grader. And I was blessed with the opportunity to be able to be part of the high school show as a sixth grader in Beauty and the Beast. I was the little teacup, Chip, because
mm-hmm.
they needed someone small who could, like, fit into a little cart. And it was so much fun. I was opened up to theater in general, and I was so excited all until ninth grade to join the PSB. And then in ninth grade, I did, and I started to do the shows, and it was spectacular.
Ironically, Tess has actually been in a middle school show as a high schooler, too.
Yes.
As of most recently, she was the props person for Wizard of Oz, which
mm-hmm.
is our middle school show.
Mm-hmm.
She got a little onstage performance.
Yes.
You want to speak a bit about that?
I was almost like an Easter egg in the show. Like, people had to really look for me because we did Wizard of Oz for the middle school, and this was my first stage crew experience, and I got to run on stage in a Munchkin costume during the number while they were all dancing and just waddle on, take some shoes off the stage, and then waddle on off, and people were coming up to me afterwards, and they were like, Tess, I saw you for like the 30 seconds you were on, and I was like, yep, that was me.
Do you want to speak a bit about what it was like doing stage crew for the first time?
It was definitely... very, like, it's so interesting to see the other side of the stage. It's so stressful, yet so exciting.
Yeah.
Like, you're just running around, there's so much energy, you're going back from headsets to flies, moving sets and props and costumes, it's just everything.
Okay, moving on, I'm gonna actually cover about kind of how we met more so
oh,
as,
yes.
like, fellow co-workers slash actors slash
yeah.
stage crew, I don't... fellow peers like nudge. We actually met in our Rye High School acting class, acting one, which
mm-hmm.
was taught by one of my favorite people on this planet Earth.
Yes.
Mr. Lamone.
He's the best person you'll ever meet.
He's so nice.
He's so amazing.
He's like really developed us kind of as actors,
oh,
as people in
definitely.
general. He used to direct our full shows.
Mm-hmm. In acting one, we learn, like, Uta Hagen techniques, we learn Meisner training.
Which is, like, something you're not gonna understand, and we still don't
yeah.
fully understand
yeah.
it.
It's, like, these big, intense acting experiences that we got to learn as, like, 14-year-olds, which is so incredible.
Yeah, we really got to hone and develop our skills,
yeah.
and, like, I'm so grateful for it.
So
and then next year, I was a junior, and you were a sophomore,
yeah.
I believe. where we took acting too, which was kind of more about the history of acting, but we still got to do scene work where we did ancient Greece, we did Shakespeare, we did some Commedia dell'arte.
Yeah.
Which I was a really big fan of, Commedia dell'arte.
Yeah, that was fascinating.
Yeah, it was fun.
Very interesting.
Which I directed, if you remember that.
Yes. And sadly, though, Mr. Limon ended up leaving last spring,
late last spring.
Yeah. He told us, like, one day in May that he'd be transferring to a different district, and I'm proud of him. You know, I'm happy for him. I was heartbroken because I wasn't going to have him for the last 2 years of my high school experience, but I was so happy for the kids that were going to be able to experience him.
He's honestly so great. I felt so, like, kind of destroyed because I didn't know what was happening for the fall because he usually directs the fall shows and we usually do stuff in the spring to kind of prepare for it so people have their scripts beforehand and we know who the stage manager was. So I didn't know who the stage manager was and it turned out being me until maybe, like, the first week of maybe second week of school.
Yeah, so, like we said before, Mr. Limon directed the fall plays, but since he left this spring, we were kind of left hanging all summer what was going on with the fall play. We didn't know who was directing, what was going on, if it was even going to happen. So we show up at this fall, and we still have heard nothing. And, like, last year, rehearsal had already started this time.
Yeah, I mean, we assumed that the show was still going to happen. We, like, asked around, we were pretty sure it was going to happen. We just maybe thought it was maybe going to be pushed back.
Yeah.
We didn't even know what the show was, or the director, or the stage manager, so we're kind of freaking out a bit.
Yeah, but then the first PSP meeting of the year, which is the, where we all get together on Tuesdays.
It's called the Parsons Street Players. Yes. It's our high school drama club.
Yes, and so we're all sitting there, and we're kind of just pondering on what's going to happen with the fall play. And Mr. Peter Green, who is a social worker for the middle school, just walks into the theater, and he's like, I'm directing the fall play, and auditions are tomorrow.
I actually wasn't here for this. I didn't go to the PSP meeting that day.
Ooh.
I know. I'm not a true theater kid, but I really regret not going because I kind of wanted to see that.
Yeah, it was very funny. So we all scrambled to get ready for auditions the next day. And it was very hectic and chaotic, the whole process, because we had to do it in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Around, was it, 5-6 weeks?
Yeah, we only had about maybe 6 weeks, maybe a bit less, maybe a bit more, but vaguely 6 weeks to put on an entire show. So if you guys saw that, you kind of have to, like, clap your hands for us.
Yeah. We put it together in a short amount of time, but it was still such a great experience, and I was very grateful to have the lead. I hate saying that, but
it's a little, like, awful to say. You feel a little obnoxious saying you're the lead,
braggy.
But you were the lead.
I was, and you were the stage manager.
Yeah, we were both actually stage managers.
Yes, which sounds and is very confusing. It's because there was a role in the play called the stage manager, which I was, and then she was, like, the crew side of stage manager.
Yeah, I was the production stage manager, air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, we were really grateful for Mr. Green to step up and direct for a bunch of kids, including freshmen, who had no idea what they were doing. And it was definitely, like, a struggle to get things done. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, the day that everyone was supposed to be memorized, and there was, like, maybe two people memorized. One of them including you.
Yes, I was surprisingly, I could get through my 20,000 pages of monologues.
She had, like, a monologue that was probably around, like, 3 pages.
Yeah.
And it was, like, pretty small text, so it was pretty impressive that you had everything memorized. And I had this phrase where, like, if Tess is memorized, you should be, too.
Wow, I'm so flattered.
I know, you should be. You got it all memorized. It's impressive.
Yeah. And then as soon as Our Town ended, the next week, we were both roped into two different productions.
I had about maybe a 4-day break before I started senior scenes, which means I had to start, we had a little director's workshop where we went over, like, rules and, like, recommendation for things. Mm-hmm. And then the day after that, we started, we had auditions. Mm-hmm. And then the Monday after that, we had callbacks. And it was really hectic. And we were there after school for a couple of hours, probably around, I was probably there until 7:30, but people stayed later than I did.
Uh-huh.
It's a really hectic process when we have, I think, 12 scenes and 15 directors. So, and we're all trying to claim.
Yeah, different people.
People, and it wasn't like we're rumbling, we're fighting for people, but it gets a little hectic because you want certain people, and it's hard to fight for those people because,
And then that same week, I went into doing props for Wizard of Oz, which I had never done stage crew.
As I previously said.
So that was very interesting for me in good and bad ways. The tech week for Wizard of Oz, I stayed every single day till like 9 or 10 to paint sets because we needed to paint them before the show.
Painting sets is honestly one of my favorite things to do. And
it's
building
really
it.
Relieving. It's calming.
It's so nice. And I I'm a big, outside of theater, I'm also like a big, I like to paint, I like to draw. If you ever look at my, like, notes in school or any of my worksheets, they have tons of drawings over
them. Just doodles everywhere.
Yes, I'm the worst. So, some upcoming shows that we have, besides Senior Scenes, which is December 1st, by the way, it's coming up, is Friday Night Live, which is even closer, November 16th. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know what Friday Night Live is, it's a bunch of high school kids performing in whatever the way they want. People have read poetry in the past. Mm-hmm. People have sung.
There's like, stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy has been something that's happened throughout the past few years, which is more popular now, I guess. People have played ukulele while they've sung.
People love
playing musical instruments.
Yeah. This is student hosted, and it's pretty much a talent show, but there's no competition. It's kind of just for people to show what they're passionate about.
Yes, I did it last year. I actually sung and played the ukulele, which I was both not very good at. I wasn't
Don't
good at...
say that.
No, I'm actually a pretty decent singer, but it was my first time singing publicly by myself.
Which is really hard to do.
It is really hard to do by yourself because mm-hmm. I have a lot of anxiety mm-hmm. and I don't like public speaking that much, ironically. Now I'm doing a podcast. But it was really hard to do and I was really proud of myself for doing that.
Yeah. And this performance isn't at the high school. This one's at the Rye Arts Center. So
see you there, hopefully.
Yeah.
So that's about all we have for this episode.
Yeah, we really hope that we can talk to you guys again and continue this podcast because I mean, this is what we love. Our whole lives right now are revolving around theater.
I don't know about Tess, but I certainly plan to continue doing this as a career, more on the stage crew side, but who knows.
And then
next episode, maybe we'll talk a bit about, like, the experience of doing high school and theater at the same time, which is harder to manage than you would actually think.
Yes, there's a lot of work to be done in both realms.
You can certainly make the time if you want to. Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about college and SATs and ACTs and all that type, those fun things.
We're both going through right now.
Exactly.
I already did most of my SAT and ACT stuff. I did all of it. But I'm currently applying to colleges, specifically for theater, so I can speak a bit about that.
Yes. And then maybe we can talk a little bit about what the musical's gonna be.
Ooh, hopefully.
Because that's an exciting topic.
It's
that's
coming
going
up.
Around. Yeah. All right, guys. We're all out of time.
Places.